Welcome to the Sunday Scoop. This is going to be the new format, whereas it used to be a weekly newsletter. I'm going to make it a weekly podcast because I feel like it's in general more entertaining and more engaging than a newsletter. You can listen to it while doing other things. You can attend live and then you get to hear the exclusive me blowing my nose and doing other things like hurting myself. I'm going to cut that out if that ever happens. Dropping things that already happened, you know, and then you get to chat with me afterward. But yeah, the structure for these will evolve over time. Kind of don't have that much of a structure for these first ones, or at least this first one, but we'll kind of see after I go with this one how I like it. Initially, the newsletters, I had structured it like, here's what I did last week and here's what I'll do this week. But I think that I more so want to just talk about here's what's changing and here's what I am doing in general. So like, here's what I am working on, as opposed to making the false promise that's like next week you can expect this sort of thing. And that's kind of what it was evolving into anyways. I just never really specified that was what was happening. I just kind of started listing things off like that. So for the most part, it's probably just going to be future plans and changes and such. I don't want to set false promises, but I also don't want to stress myself out. Yeah, so because I'm stopping the newsletter portion, I will be uploading the recordings onto Patreon. I believe that you can listen to them like a podcast. I don't think it's really... you really just have to have the Patreon app on your phone. And then since I'm stopping the written portion, there will be more written content, but it'll be less weekly, more sporadic. I plan to write more articles, which is things that I've already been planning to do. But I think instead of just adding that on top of our existing written content, I think it would be better to kind of switch it up and split it into two separate things, because I was going in the direction of where it's like I want to add more things to my newsletter, but I think I need it to split it into two separate topics so I can keep this topic of my updates and such, and then split in my other topics. So the articles that I'm kind of talking about that I want to write will be mostly about anything a little more personal, kind of like, I wonder if I can find the list of my article ideas. I had written one about my goal with Postmortem in New Space. I outlined that at least. I want to write one about having a healthy relationship with social media, you know, such and such. Even write one about megalophobia, things that are interesting to me, things that I just kind of want to write about and post somewhere. They'll be on my Patreon, on my website. They'll be free for everyone, even if you're not following. Maybe. We'll see, because that is a feature that you can do now. And then I do plan for more education-based content. This is something I want to experiment with doing. But I like to have another tier, another supporter tier that's maybe around $8 a month, where I kind of make something more curated and put together. That's something that you can use as a reference. That's more educational content. It doesn't mean I'm going to completely paywall anything educational. You can obviously come into my streams, ask me questions while I'm doing things. You can ask me stuff in Q&A and I can answer. But the idea with the Patreon supporter tier is it's more structured, you know, more something that you can reference week by week. That is the plan, at least. And so I'm probably going to start making that stuff first and then add the tier. We'll kind of see how I go there, because I don't want to add the tier, make false promises, you know what I mean? Just based on it, maybe I don't have time, but I'm pretty sure I should. But yeah, I'm definitely not going to restrict educational content. It's just more convenient and succinct for them, and likely a higher chance of me responding if they have any specific questions. But it would be something like, maybe I'm like, oh, I just learned this thing while I'm making this video. Here's a short tutorial about that thing. Maybe it's not edited. It's kind of just going to be like within my range of doing things so that it's not like a whole other responsibility, because I have the tendency to just give myself many responsibilities for no good reason. I mean, many good reasons, but like this Discord server is a big responsibility I've added onto me that I spend every day working on. And to be fair, very worth it. I absolutely love everything that I've built. But it did take up a lot of my time. but yeah, and another thing that I'm considering is I'm considering maybe uploading VODs to Patreon as well, if it lets me. I feel like it'd be nice to kind of have my Patreon just be a general place for extra content. I can't guarantee if that'll happen, because I don't know if it's much less convenient to people, and I don't know if Patreon would let me. I don't know if they have a limit to their video servers, as opposed to YouTube, where you can upload 10-hour longs of a chip spinning. I have seen that video. Good video. So kind of to summarize the whole Patreon and Sunday Scoop part, the Sunday Scoop is becoming a live podcast. Instead of a newsletter format, the recordings will be uploaded on Patreon. I plan for my Patreon to become more, to have more like sporadic written content, and then to have another tier that's more for education, more things that I learn along the way that I want to structure and make referenceable for those people that give me extra money, that just want to support me a little more. So now on to a very, very short topic that I just kind of wanted to mention. I didn't know how to put it in there without giving it its own topic. Discord supporters. So for anyone that supports me through Discord, through the Cult of Jorn, I will be adding more Jorn emojis soon. There's going to be the exploding one that's going to be turned into an animated emoji and a sticker if I can make that exclusive. Excuse me. And then I'm going to make the pigeon emojis available to everyone. I feel like it makes much more sense to be able to use those emojis, because the pigeons are more so for Twitch supporters, and all the other supporters I've made those emojis available. And then so I'd kind of like to restrict the Cult of Jorn to like Jorn specific stuff, because that's kind of the whole idea. And that's really the only updates there. And then Twitch is the next topic. To anyone that watches my Twitch streams, Twitch will be changing a little bit. I'm working on a new overlay. To anyone that's kind of joined recently, the first overlay was green. You could change the color. It looked very, very analog, kind of old, like almost like Fallout. And then a couple weeks later, I made the second overlay, which is the current one. Maybe a month later or something. I don't know. Because I just enjoyed making the overlays, and they're pretty easy to make at the time. However, I'm going to be making something completely unique to what I have ever done. And I don't see a lot of people doing it, but the ones that do are massive inspirations. I'm going to be building my stream in Godot Game Engine. And I've mentioned this in prior newsletters, and I've showed sneak peeks to my patrons and other supporters. But that's going to be one of my next big projects, is an integration with Godot Engine. And that kind of means there's going to be a lot more opportunity for interactivity. There's going to be, basically, I'd like to make interactive games to play with chat, and more interactive redeems and alerts and such, and maybe even have some things for subscribers in specific as like a benefit to that specific support tier, because I'm kind of giving certain benefits to each tier while also kind of trying to flock them into the same place and give them similar benefits, but just like one, at least one unique benefit to each, kind of like Patreon, Twitch, YouTube, Discord. And that's like a very big project that I'm working with. I've already created a good kind of a good foundation. Now I just really need to work on the Twitch chat element, and then I can do some of the scenes, starting scenes, ending scenes, and then I need to integrate it with the tips and such. And really when this first edition of that overlay is going to be pretty, I guess you could say, minimum viable product. There's not going to be anything crazy. It might have less than my existing one, depending on how far I get, but I want to basically get it to a point where it's like, I can stream with this. So it's just going to be in Godot. There's not going to be that much that's special with it yet. There's not going to be any interactive games with it yet. I just want to get it to the point where it's like, yeah, I can use this now. And then from there, I can start adding systems and games and probably make it on stream with you guys. Whether I do that in Discord or on Twitch, we'll see. But because I don't know if Twitch I want to limit specifically to the fun stuff or if I want to do kind of everything, because I know there's some people that do everything and the fun stuff, like Doug, I know he'll code and do the games sometimes in the same stream. I don't think I will be doing specifically games like Doug, by the way. I know a lot of people have thought that, but it'll probably be very different. There will be similar stuff, but it's less chaotic, more put together. Yeah, much love to Doug. but that's also because I wouldn't be doing it with the goal of turning things into videos, at least yet. That's why the kind of style of the overlay I'm going for isn't optimized for videos. There's like pixelation and everything. It's optimized mostly for the theme that I'm going for, and I can disable the pixelation for certain things. I have certain things to make it so it zooms in so you can see if I'm trying to point out things, but I do like the pixelation as a part of the theme and I guess aesthetic branding, whatever, that I'm going for. Additionally, I will be adding new emotes to Twitch because I have a bunch of slots because you guys are insane and give me a lot of money. And that's what happens. And the more people that sub, the more emote slots that I have. So then more opportunity to spam emotes, because I want to add some stuff because there's a big emote culture on Twitch. And I was even thinking like, I could add something that somehow relates to me blowing my nose, because I know when I do it, people would instantly spam that. And I don't think that's annoying. I think that's actually kind of cool. It's just a part of the emote culture. It's a good communication, like, you know. And then adding one to, I forgot. I had a few ideas. I only remembered that one. But if I remember, I'll go over them later. But and then I also want to kind of do more art on stream as opposed to games. And I know I've been doing that recently, and some you guys have noticed. And it's mostly because I am not like, I don't particularly enjoy the idea of just me play game, you watch me play game. I like doing stuff with chat. Which is why I want to be able to build games and play games with chat. But I also like the idea of doing art and brainstorming with chat and kind of making things while like talking to chat. I mean, there will probably be times where it's like, okay, this game is worth me playing on stream. But at the same time, I also don't like making false promises where it's like, oh, I'm going to start a game on stream. People expect me to finish this now. That's just not how I play games. That's not even how I watch TV shows. Sometimes, I mean, I remember I watched almost all of Chainsaw Man in like 2 days, and then because I was sick, and then the day I got better, I didn't watch the last episode for 3 months. I just didn't feel the need to. I know some people call me crazy for that, but like I just didn't care, right? And it's like that's kind of how I play games too. I bought Elden Ring. I love Elden Ring. I've never beaten it before. I never even got to the one big giant guy. I just didn't really care to. But that's why if I play games, I'd probably play more games that are like temporary. Like roguelikes or roguelites. I don't know the difference really, but I know if I don't specify, some people will be upset. But like Noida and Project Zomboid, I believe Kenshi is kind of like that. And some of them you can have an everlasting save, but I don't play well enough to have that, so... But yeah, exploring games like that if I want to play games, and then maybe shorter story games, what's the one that people really want me to play? Hypnospace Outlaw. So I'll probably end up playing that on stream. to kind of summarize, I want Twitch to be really engaging with chat. I'm going to be integrating it into a game engine, and I'm going to be making interactive games for everybody to be able to play with chat, and you know, more interactive redeems and alerts and such. And then I want to focus more on art than I would like to focus on just like gaming myself. I do still like Minecraft. I kind of want to go back to Minecraft, but I don't really know. We'll kind of see where I decide there. I'm just, right now, I'm in more of an art kick. And on top of that, I kind of have to, I need to pump out videos more, not really like rush videos and make bad videos, but like I need to work on videos more. I definitely won't rush anything if I feel like I am, because I don't want to make anything that's bad. I don't want to do a quantity over quality. I just need more, because I need more income, essentially. And I only got 2 videos, essentially, this month. How many times have I said essentially? I only got 2 videos this month, which is because I was sick. So didn't get a whole lot. Not that I necessarily need it at the moment, but I'd like to be able to have a consistent income stream from YouTube so that I can slowly start working towards becoming a content creator full time. So my next topic is postmortem in news space. I don't know if everyone knows what that is, because I never officially announced it. I just talk about it very vaguely, and then it's linked to my website. Postmortem in news space is my world building project where I write short stories for, and the whole idea is kind of, I don't really talk about the lore of it. I reveal the lore slowly every story. And currently there's only one story, and I'm kind of using it as a project to learn to write fiction as well. So it's not going to be like amazing, right? But it will be what I enjoy. So if you want, you can read that. It's newspace.com, newspace.com. Or just go to my website. It's in the bottom right corner or on the My Links page. And so what's kind of happening there is I'm working on the next story. It's just about done. I've did the first draft, and I'm kind of working on the second draft, and that'll be nearly final. And then I just have to edit it a little more for a few small nuances. I can't guarantee when that'll be done, because I've had to focus on other things, because the thing with this project is that I can't prioritize it over my other things that may earn me income, or that I feel are just generally more important, like my YouTube animations or the Joran Discord bot, to make sure that everyone is safe and that we can manage everything. Yes, the story is almost done. I'd like to finish it within the next few days. I'll say that, but it was planned to be finished yesterday, so I cannot guarantee. But yeah, they're going to be more sporadic, but it'll be announced. There's an RSS feed. I'll post them on my Patreon as well. There's actually a category for them on my Patreon. And so I did also update the website to make it kind of a little bit more navigable. Each of the stories, they have a thumbnail, there's now number indicators, there should be a description now. I believe there's a short description for each of them. If not, I'll add that later. Just to know what you're getting into. It's not like you have to read them in order. They're standalone stories, but it's more so for the deeper lore. It's revealed kind of throughout. So if you want to actually know what's going on, like in the world, then maybe that, you know, you could read them however you want, though. Like an anthology. There's also an about section on the page, and there's a content warning. I don't expect anything to get too dark. It's not going to be anything that would make me uncomfortable to read, because then I wouldn't write it. But there will be stories that get dark to a point that maybe they touch on mental health. There might be ones that have references of death and murder, but it's not going to get to like an extreme, very graphic point. Like Poppy War is a book that my dad read that is apparently very graphic and disturbing. You will not be traumatized, but I like to put the content warning there because some people just don't like to read about that at all. Some stories don't have that. Some stories will, and I cannot guarantee which ones. I might put content warnings on individual ones, but we'll kind of see what I do there. So next is merchandise. There's going to be new merch coming within the next few weeks or so. There's going to be a new shirt design, kind of like an embroidered burb symbol in the top left. I don't think I want to make burb just giant across your shirt, because that would just be weird, I think. It's kind of like how I didn't want to put the sharks with legs just like on the shirt with no like actual design. So I want to see if the embroidered little burb in the corner of the shirt works. It looks nice, but obviously I have to order samples for everything. And then there's going to be sticker packs for each of my little characters, because I know people have been wanting stickers, and it's kind of also a cheaper option for people that either can't or don't want to buy anything that is too much, because maybe shipping to your country is insane, or you just don't want them. Either way, stickers. And then, yeah, I'll be trying to finalize the designs this week. And then when I order them, that'll come the following week. And then after that, I'll make sure everything's right. I'd like to make more burb-themed stuff and then do the sticker packs and maybe even pins, and we'll see. But yeah, that is coming soon, and I'll make an announcement about it to the Discord. I'm pretty sure if you bought something, you'll be emailed about it, and I'll announce it to YouTube. You'll know when it happens. The next topic is very important. We've had massive updates to the Discord ever since it opened. I have a whole inbox system with Jorn. We have a verification system, a lot of safety features on the moderation end to help keep the server a very safe place. I've been working on bug fixes and small little tweaks every single day. I have over 200 commits in the GitHub repository. And now that we've gotten enough safety features, we've reached a point where we can start to implement user features. The first one being very simple. It's the new socialite role that was added. Just for people that are open to being pinged by mods for engagement and activities. And I'll probably be using that in the future as well to do actual some sort of activities, like maybe if I want to do a creative prompt, or maybe we attend some sort of little event together. If I'm hosting an event, I will be tagging everyone and I'll make an actual event in Discord. But if it's anything that's impromptu, I'll be tagging Socialite. Or even if I'm just like, you know what, I want a chat right now and I want people to engage in the main chat room, I'm just going to tag Socialite. Lots of opportunities there. So I just made it a choice for y'all. Biggest feature that we'll be releasing, and this will be experimental, so just keep in mind that things will change a lot over time with this, is we're going to be releasing a feature called Rooms. So I've had a lot of people ask me about being able to, like, why don't we have any voice channels? You know, even like why is it currently supporter only? And that's mostly just because we haven't been able to moderate it. But we've kind of devised a way amongst the staff team of how exactly we can implement that in a way that is not only organized, but also, I'd say, relatively moderated. Or self-moderated, because now I'm someone, when I say organized, I'm someone that doesn't like server bloat. That's why when you get into the server, there's not a whole lot of channels. Whereas opposed to, and much love to him, in Pirate Software's server, I scroll down and I see like a bunch of text channels and I think over 12 voice channels, 8 of which aren't being used. And then even more hidden if I add the other categories. But then there's other servers where there's even more voice channels that are, it's just so overwhelming. So what the Rooms feature is there's no voice channels, but you have your own voice channel and you can open this room, as we call it, let people join. You can mute those people. You can deafen those people because it is your room after all. However, those permissions do need to be taken with care, so that they may or may not be removed in the future if we see them abused by our users, because they are not necessarily moderators, so anyone can do that if it is in their room. But we'd like to experiment with it because, again, it is your room. And since it is your room, you can add a limit. If you only want 5 people to join, only 5 people can join. If you can change the status of your room. And then you can close your room at any time, even if there's a bunch of people in there. And then there is something that we just added while experimenting. You can, if there's someone in your room with you, you can transfer your room to them. They have to be in your room, but you can transfer it to them so that, let's say there's like 20 people in your room and you don't want to leave because... like, or if you do leave, then it's like they will have to switch rooms so that they can control it. You could just give it to someone that's in there and then you can leave, right? Just a little more convenient when kind of dealing with bigger scenarios. Because technically, if you start a room and then there's people in there, and then if you leave, they can still be in there. And if you don't want to close it, you can just give it to someone. So long as they're in there. But yeah, that's a very big feature we've been working on. And it is, I'm very excited to experiment with it, because on the staff end, the mods have been experimenting with it. It seems to work pretty great. But at a much larger scale, we don't know how it's going to go. So I'm excited to see everything break and me panic. but it is a very exciting feature nonetheless. Even if it does break, I will fix it and it'll be fine in probably a few days. But yeah, we'll be rolling that out to anyone that is verified for now. And currently, anyone that is not verified cannot speak. You can join, but you can't speak. That might change depending on how we kind of... I think the idea that I want is I want people that are unverified to be able to join the stage, but not rooms. Because if you join a room that's limited and you're not verified and you can't talk, then it's kind of just taking up space. It seems kind of mean. I don't know how to explain it in another way, but it's just very inconvenient for people. And to be fair, you get verified after like a few days. So, and then sometimes I might even just verify you. It depends on the scenario and everything, but it'll be a verified only feature, which is also, I believe 85% of the server. So we're good. but yeah, that's kind of everything that's come to Discord. And I'll make an official announcement about it, and I'll add a resource about it in the server guide so you guys can read more about that there when you want to. Next topic is not really an update or anything, just kind of context that I feel like you guys deserve to know. And I'll talk more about this in other places that people are listening, but this will be in a recording up on my Patreon, so I want to talk a little bit about my physical health, because I've been very vague with what's going on with me. And I feel like giving some sort of answer or solidification, that seems like a weird word to use, would kind of, I guess, not really ease any anxiety, but just make people understand what is going on when I give a really vague statement about, hey, I have to stop stream. So, because I do have times where it's like, I have to stop the stream right now. Goodbye. Right. But I just don't say why. 90% of the time is because I no longer feel good. My body has started to hurt. I have a chronic pain disorder. I don't want to get into too many details, but it causes day-to-day disturbances. Makes it very hard for me to do a lot of things. As you guys may know, I can't eat a lot of food. I can't drink a lot of things. Because that's something very easy to complain about. But I also can't do a lot of things. And I am in a lot of pain all the time. And we don't always know why. There are many, many times where I'm like, okay, I figured out what caused it and why. And it's because I drank a fucking ginger ale when I knew I shouldn't. Right? A lot of times it's like, oh, I just fucked myself over. But other times, for example, now, we have zero idea why I can hardly walk. Without experiencing immense pain. My knee just decides to hurt sometimes. I have a lot of little kinks in my body that don't make any sense, and it causes a lot of issues. We're still figuring everything out, but currently I've personally reached a point where I want to stop testing and just see if I can get better. And I know some people are like, that's a bad idea. I've been testing for over a year, right? I can take a little break, okay? A few months, I can stop. I'm not going to die. We've already established that. They've checked everything. I'm not going to die, right? We're good. We're good there. But I just wanted to see what can help me get better. And a lot of things have been getting better. And a few things have been getting worse. But it's not to like a... It's not going to massively change my life. I'm able to deal with my problems. So I just kind of wanted to give, like, shine some sort of light that it's like I deal with chronic pain on a day-to-day basis, and it will affect everything that I do content creation wise. A video might come out later I might have to skip out on a stream, postpone it, or just not do it at all. I might have to end a stream early, you know, might have to do a bunch of different things at different times. Everything with me is very variable now. And this is like a new part of my life. It's like within the past couple years. It started like a few years ago, but it just, you know, got to the point where it's like, oh, this is bad. So, yeah, I just kind of wanted to give some context there to let people know that I'm not dying, but I am suffering. but I'm okay, right? I understand what's going on. I'm used to most of the pain, and I know what to do when the pain happens. It's not making me freak out, and I'm getting therapy. So we're good. But yeah, so for the people listening to the recording, the Sunday Scoop is going to end here. I hope you liked this first sort of episode now. I guess this is the 14th issue, but this is the first episode. If you are from Patreon, you can join the Discord and listen to these live. I will host these at 9 a.m. EST on every Sunday. A bit early in the morning, but that is kind of the point of the Sunday Scoop. And it was also the exact time that they used to release, unless I was really late with them. But yeah, they will be ending here. I'm going to go chat with everyone that's in the stage. See you later. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.